This is Morning Edition on WNIJ. I'm Dan Klefstad, peeking over the cheddar curtain to see what's going on in the dairy state, which holds another primary August 9th. This is Wisconsin's partisan primary, which is different from the presidential primary they held last April. To look at what's on the ballot, we're joined by Matt Streb, a political science professor at Northern Illinois University. Hey, Matt.
Hey, Dan. Good to be with you again.
Let's start with the U.S. Senate race, where Republican incumbent Ron Johnson is unchallenged in the primary. He could face a rematch with former Senator Russ Feingold, who's challenged in the Democratic primary by Scott Harbaugh. Matt, which Democrat is firing up the base in this race?
Well, that's clearly Russ Feingold. Yeah, before there was Elizabeth Warren and Bernie Sanders, there was Russ Feingold. Feingold was a longtime senator from Wisconsin, probably best known as one of the co-authors of the McCain-Feingold campaign finance bill, but also as the only senator in 2001 to vote against the U.S. Patriot Act. And so Feingold had a strong following, lost in 2010 to Ron Johnson in a very strong Republican year. And that's exactly what Feingold is trying to portray this as, that he was thrown out with the Republican tide.
It wasn't during the Tea Party during year.
Right, exactly. Just to give you some background here, he would be the first senator since 1934 who would have lost, run again for his seat 6 years later and won. Now, admittedly, that doesn't happen that often. Feingold was in the lead in a lot of the early polls that I don't put much stock into. Johnson's kind of closed the gap a little bit. It's going to be fascinating to see. I mean, you got to remember Donald Trump's at the top of the ticket. And when we go back to the presidential primary, Trump got beaten badly in Wisconsin. We've talked a lot about how Trump will affect down ballot races and things like that. A lot of interesting stuff going on in this one Senate race.
Well, we've been hearing that Democrats have a chance to retake the U.S. Senate this year.
They need this seat if they're going to do that.
Well, let's turn to Wisconsin's first congressional district, which covers Janesville and the Lake Geneva area. This is the home of House Speaker Paul Ryan, who has a challenger in the GOP primary, Paul Nehlen. How much of a threat is Nehlen to Paul Ryan?
Well, here's the interesting thing, and you're going to make me say Eric Cantor again, right? We got to remind people who
the
Eric Cantor was.
House Majority Leader who lost in a primary.
That's right. So this doesn't happen that often, right? Tom Foley in 1994, in another huge year for Republicans, the Democratic Speaker ended up losing. You got to go all the way back to 1862 before it happened again, where a major party leader lost in an election. But Paul Ryan, some polls have shown that it's tightening a little bit, that one poll I saw actually had him slightly below 50%.
Speaker Ryan, below 50%.
Yeah. But here's the thing, you know, I think the difference between this and Cantor is no one saw Cantor coming. What I'm telling you is that Ryan kind of sees that he's got to be attentive. And I think because he's putting some money into it, he should be fine. But there's all sorts of goofy things happening here, too. We've talked about the fact that this is a partisan primary. It's not affiliated with the presidential primary. Is going to be a notoriously low turnout, probably, even with some of the other races on the ballot. And low turnout primaries, anything can happen. That's what happened to Eric Cantor. So I certainly think that Paul Ryan will probably prevail, but it's a little bit closer, I think, than a lot of people think. Paul Ryan's kind of the darling of the Republican Party in some ways nationally.
The establishment.
The establishment, right. He has had that kind of weird dance with Donald Trump, and that's put him in an awkward position. Sarah Palin has come out and endorsed Nehlen, his opponent, largely because that Ryan wouldn't embrace Trump as much as she wanted. Nehlen is kind of throwing the usual, he's not really conservative, you know, he wants to talk about protecting our borders, but he's done nothing to actually protect our borders, and the typical kind of you're not conservative enough that we've seen in some of these races before. And here's the other thing that's going to be fascinating. This district, I think people think because it's Paul Ryan's district, it's such a Republican district, but it's not. It actually is a leans Republican district. Barack Obama actually carried this district in 2008. So if for some reason Paul Ryan was to lose, it's not a guarantee that the Republicans would hold on to the district in November.
Well, let's talk about the Democrats who are running for the opportunity to face either Paul Ryan or Paul Nehlen, and they are Tom Bry and Ryan Solon. Which candidate is raising more money in this district?
Right now, neither. So they have very few differences between them politically. They kind of admit that. Although, you know, Solon takes single-payer health care, wants to raise the minimum wage. One thing that he's in support of is a flat tax, which you don't usually see from a Democrat. That's usually more of a Republican position. But neither guy has much in the way of money right now. So, you know, nobody's paying attention to this right now because it's Paul Ryan's district, and I think people just assume Paul Ryan will win the primary, and then we'll go on to a fairly easy victory in the general election.
All right, Wisconsin, Matt Streb and I have our eye on you. We will also discuss the U.S. Senate and House races in Illinois in the coming weeks. Matt Streb is a political scientist at Northern Illinois University. Matt, I look forward to talking to you soon.
Dan, great as always. Thanks a lot.